Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Ashley, can we agree that people need food to live?
Well, duh.
Can we also agree that most Americans don't have a budget?
Well, sure.
And what are the two types of expenses in a budget?
Fixed and flexible expenses.
So when someone is making a plan for a budget, they would include food as a...
Well, it's kind of hard. Although we can't live without food, and it's something we spend lots of money on every month, it's actually flexible. Because to a certain extent, you choose how much or how little you spend on it.
Americans, in general, spend about 15% of their yearly income on food. $1.50 of every $10 you bring home is converted into calories to keep your body running. And like budgeting, a lot of people do not know how to plan their food lives. Lots of people will point out that obesity is a problem in America, which leads to rising health care costs. Diet is inextricably linked to all kinds of health issues. In other words, food and health and nutrition are all linked, and all of those represent big chunks of budgets.
But unlike budgeting, we're all familiar with eating. So maybe you're going to say that a good way to cut costs and streamline our budgets is to learn more about food?
Bullseye. We do have to use money to buy food to live, but we have more control over it than a lot of us understand.
Mother Hubbard's Cupboard has been a part of the Bloomington community since 1998. Not only does this volunteer-powered organization provide food for the needy, it also provides nutrition, gardening, and food budgeting information for anyone who can use it. And that's everyone.
We sat down with Kate Young, the nutrition program coordinator at Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, to talk about the direct and very important connections between food, health, and money. So, Kate, tell us a little bit about what Mother Hubbard's Cupboard does.
Well, Mother Hubbard's Cupboard exists to provide wholesome food to people in need, and we offer emergency food assistance through our food pantry, and we also offer nutrition and gardening education. We serve over 2,000 people per week, and we're run on a huge crew of volunteers.
Why should we be talking about food when we're talking about our personal finances?
If you don't have enough money to cover all of your expenses, food is sometimes one of the first things to go. And when you begin to write down all of your expenses and keep a log of how you're spending money, a lot of times you'll see that food is one of the big places where money is either being wasted or, you know, not spent wisely.
We say that the cornerstone of financial literacy is planning.
Planning is really the best way to begin to save money and still eat well and have a healthy diet and a healthy lifestyle. Set aside some time each week to really do some menu planning. You can do an inventory of your kitchen, see what's in the fridge that needs to be used right away. You can see what's in your pantry, some of the staples that you have on hand. And then when you go through some recipes and make some plans, it can be very simple. It doesn't have to be gourmet, but just having 5 nights worth of dinners planned and then make that list of ingredients that you need before you go shopping. And that way you're not just guessing at what you might need. You're only spending what you need for that week. Rest of the money is left for the other expenses that you have during the week. I really recommend that people don't go to the grocery store hungry, because you're going to make choices that are going to lean more towards the snacks and foods that are going to satisfy you emotionally rather than the necessary staples that you might need to build some good recipes throughout the week. And so you'll end up wasting money if you don't plan ahead.
Take the tenets of budgeting in general and you apply those to how you shop.
I can really think of ways that you could break down the kinds of foods that you would purchase in a week into different categories. Things you don't necessarily go through that quickly, but that are going to be required for almost any recipe that you're making. Having those on hand, keeping an inventory of those, and then also having fresh foods, what foods need to be used right away, and planning your shopping trip based on those categories and knowing what you need before you go.
We'll be back next week to continue our discussion about food and money with Kate Young of Mother Hubbard's Cupboard. Until then, I'm Ashley Hall of United Way.
And I'm Jason Evans Growth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bektesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.